Shemoth.
Exodus chapter 30.
And you shall make an altar to burn incense on. Make it of acacia wood, an amah long and an amah wide. It is a square, and 2 amah high, its horns of the same. And you shall overlay its top and its sides all around, and its horns with clean gold. And you shall make for it a molding of gold all around, and make 2 gold rings for it under the molding on both its sides. Make them on its 2 sides, and they shall be holders for the poles to lift it with. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put it before the veil that is before the ark of the witness, before the lid of atonement that is over the witness, where I am to meet with you. And Aharon shall burn on it sweet incense, morning by morning. As he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aharon lights the lamps between the evenings, he shall burn incense on it, a continual incense before Yahuwah throughout your generations. Do not offer strange incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, and do not pour a drink offering on it. And Aharon shall make atonement upon its horns once a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once a year he makes atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most kodesh to Yahuwah.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
When you take the census of the children of Israel to register them, then each one shall give an atonement for his life to Yahuwah when you register them, so that there is no plague among them when you register them. Everyone among those who are registered is to give this: half a shekel, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place, 20 gerahs being a shekel. The half shekel is the contribution to Yahuwah. Everyone passing over to be registered from 20 years old and above gives a contribution to Yahuwah. The rich does not give more, and the poor does not give less than half a shekel when you give a contribution to Yahuwah to make atonement for yourselves. And you shall take the silver for the atonement from the children of Israel and give it for the service of the tent of appointment. And it shall be to the children of Israel for a remembrance before Yahuwah to make atonement for yourselves.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
And you shall make a basin of bronze with its stand, also of bronze for washing. And you shall put it between the tent of appointment and the altar, and shall put water in it. And Aharon and his sons shall wash from it their hands and their feet. When they go into the tent of appointment, or when they come near the altar to attend, to burn an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, they wash with water, lest they die. And they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die. And it shall be a law forever to them, to him and his seed throughout their generations.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
And take for yourself choice spices, 500 of liquid myrrh, and half as much, 250 of sweet-smelling cinnamon, and 250 of sweet-smelling cane, and 500 of cassia, according to the shekel of the Kodesh place, and a hin of olive oil. And you shall make from these a Kodesh anointing oil, a compound, blended, the work of a perfumer. It is a Kodesh anointing oil. And with it you shall anoint the tent of appointment, and the ark of the witness, and the table, and all its utensils, and the lampstand, and its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand. And you shall kadosh them, and they shall be most kodesh. Whatever touches them is to be kodesh. And you shall anoint Aharon and his sons and kadosh them to serve as Kohanim to me. And speak to the children of Israel, saying, This is a kodesh anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on the flesh of a man, and make no other like it according to its composition. It is Kodesh, it is Kodesh to you. Whoever compounds like it, or whoever puts any of it on a stranger, shall be cut off from his people.
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Take sweet spices, fragrant gum and cinnamon and galbanum and clear frankincense with these sweet spices all in equal amounts. Then you shall make of these an incense, a compound, work of a perfumer, salted, clean, Kodesh. And you shall beat some of it very fine, and put some of it before the witness in the tent of appointment, where I meet with you. It is most Kodesh to you. And the incense which you make, do not make any for yourselves according to its composition. It is Kodesh to you for Yahuwah. Whoever makes like it to smell it, he shall be cut off from his people.